This is a CC Radio podcast.
Welcome to the Countdown Movie and TV Reviews podcast feature review of Alita Battle Angel. My name is Wayne.
And my name is Paul. The first big release, is it fair to say, Wayne, for 2019?
I mean, it's hard for me to think that way because you know how I feel about animated features, although this is not...
Whoa, animated?
Yeah, I thought... Ha! It's not animated a lot, but there's a lot of CGI, so much the main character is wildly animated, so...
Correct.
To me, it's not Who Framed Roger Rabbit, but it's something.
All right, well, I see where you're coming from, sort of, but animated is a stretch. But look, before we get there, let's talk about last week's feature review, Cold Pursuit. A little bit. Now, you and I, you gave it a soft recommend. I gave it a definite recommend. The populace in the early sort of reaction to our review said this. First of all, from Chasing Movies on Twitter.
Yeah.
Needs three equally charismatic action stars to make this film work. Only Liam Neeson obviously stands out in the film. Thus, the film is only one third fun and two thirds dull.
A little.
I think that's harsh, very harsh.
No, I like it better, I think.
Yes. Colby Mack said, some tone and timing misfires from Liam, but has many standout performances, cool dialogue, fun plot, editing, and score. And gave it a 7 out of 10.
Yeah, that's fair.
In that particular case.
Yeah.
Which is very much in line with my score.
I don't think Liam messed up necessarily, but yeah.
I don't think so either, to be honest. Then from Gidget Von LaRue, she said, Liam Neeson, the man that said years ago, I'm not doing any more action or revenge movies, and goes into stars in action and revenge movies.
Did he say that? Because that would be stupid.
Apparently. Mackenzie Lambert had an interesting take on the controversy around the film and Neeson's comments about wanting to attack a black person, quote unquote. Having read the full transcript of Neeson's comments, anyone with any sense would understand his anger, misguided as it was. To his credit, he realized he was wrong. Now he tries to open up and the media cuts out his insight, only plays the 15 seconds out of context.
I agree completely because I read the whole thing too, or I just watched most of the whole thing, and I was just like, yeah, in the context, you understand. It definitely sounds bad.
It does sound bad. I still don't think that's enough to give him a pass on those comments personally. But
No, It's definitely wrong.
But there's always more context than...
Exactly.
Yeah. What's the old line about media? If it bleeds, it leads.
So, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
All right. That's enough about last week's Cold Pursuit. Let's get into this week's Alita Battle Angel, as directed by Robert Rodriguez and produced by John Lando and James Cameron, who was originally going to direct this film and spent about 15 years...
I heard that.
...twiddling around with it behind the scenes, trying to tool it up to the point where he would direct it. Then Avatar came along and apparently... That is James Cameron's life.
It is
based on a manga? No, an anime.
Yeah, I don't know what the difference is. I think manga is a cartoon. Anime is an actual movie. Is that right? Cartoon? I can't remember.
One of them is the books, the comics. It stars Rosa Salazar, Christoph Waltz, Jennifer Connelly, Mahershala Ali.
I'm totally making that. I don't know.
Well done. Ed Skrein and Jackie Earle Haley. It's 122 minutes long and its budget is $170 million.
Wow.
Which is a whole heck of a lot of money for a February release, although we did have Black Panther last year. Though it's fair to say those two films probably aren't on the same level.
No, I don't think so at all. No. I wonder how much of that money is James's money. Probably.
It's a good question.
He probably doesn't even give a fuck. He's like, I'll finance the whole thing, fuck you.
I should have mentioned one other thing. The music is by Tom Holkenborg.
Who's that?
He's the guy who did Mad Max Fury Road music.
Oh, my God.
I did not mind the music in this film, as you might imagine. Thus far, we're recording only a couple of days after release. It's already taken $50 million back, so I think it's healthy at this particular point in time.
Okay, I'm seeing that. This movie is about it's set in the far future in some post-apocalyptic dystopian kind of world, and society has been divided into the haves and have-nots after this giant war that happened 300 years ago. Most are the have-nots, and they're the earth dwellers living in this industrial iron city, while the hoity-toity set literally hover above them in a floating city in the sky, and it's called Zalem.
Something like that.
Yeah. The head and torso of what looks like a cybernetic young girl is found in a scrapyard by Christoph Waltz, and he works as a repairman for all the cyborgs and stuff. And he gives the girl a new mechanical body, names her Alita after she wakes up, and she can't remember a thing about herself, but she slowly discovers that she played an important part in that long-ago war.
Okay, that's a very good description. Did you write that one yourself, or did you get that off somewhere?
I actually collected it from various sources then recurated it.
Good job. All right, Wayne, non-spoilers to begin, as we always do on these feature reviews. What is your thoughts on Alita Battle Angel?
Okay, so I knew exactly zero about this Alita story before this. I gathered she was anime or something by the way she looks.
Yep, I had the big eyes, right?
The big eyes, mm-hmm. which I ain't really down with that particular look on cartoons. I just don't like it.
Yeah, I also agree. We'll get to that. What
it's a little
I think.
Childy, and I don't like it. So, but not horribly so. Just, you know, whatever. And I would say this film is technically awesome. I found myself forgetting that the lead character was animated, even with the eyes.
Okay. And
it's a well executed film, which is massively let down with a subpar story.
Now, what other films does that sound like in the last fair few years? 20, maybe even 25 years. Any film made by James Cameron?
Which one?
Avatar?
No, Avatar was... I was going to make this point. I knew you'd bring this up. I knew you'd bring it up, right? Avatar was fucking spellbinding and I liked every minute of it. Right?
Avatar's script was dog shit.
Avatar's script... Okay, you're saying that it's Dances with Wolves / Pocahontas /
Ferngully.
Yeah, all that shit, right? Yep. Okay, I understand that. Hollywood does that all the time. I can point to 10 movies that have the same plot
beat.
Is it... okay, look. That argument aside, right? Clearly the story works, and it worked for me. Avatar was, because of the 3D thing as well, that was a big part of it, but I forgot that I was in Avatar, the 3D world, okay. Right? And so I
like Avatar better than this movie, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, Avatar is much better.
Because of its look and how captivating it was at the time.
Massively captivating.
My point is, James Cameron, he who wrote or co-wrote Aliens, he who co-wrote Terminator 2.
He's a writer. He can write, this guy.
And Terminator.
Yeah.
He's forgotten how to write.
I think he's writing like a guy who wrote 30 years ago. I think that's what's happening. And I think, because apparently Robert Rodriguez had a pass at this script too.
Yep. So the screenplay was by James Cameron, I should have mentioned, and Leisha Kalogortz.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, look, what did you think?
I thought this was extremely middling.
Extremely
middling. Like very, very meh. If I had one word summary, meh would be it.
Can you tell me what you thought the best of this meh movie was?
The best parts of this film are some of the action scenes and some of the kinetic kind of martial artistry and obviously all enhanced by CGI. It's not real and hence Alita can do things which aren't humanly possible. And it looks cool and I could see what they're going for with. This is supposed to be a 3D film and apparently it looks pretty good in 3D. Well, I did find out over the week that Hoyts still has 3D cinemas here in Perth. But we don't almost ever go to those cinemas, so...
Place sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're not given that option. We don't take that option in that regard. I can see that some of these shots might have been quite good.
Probably.
In 3D.
I didn't have a bad time at all.
I didn't have a bad time, but I was never exhilarated. I was never, wow! I was never blown away. Most of the time I was like going, oh, that's a bad decision. that one didn't really work for me. And unlike you, Alita, I could not get out of my head that she was CG.
Okay, this is what I think is the best thing about the movie, right? The world of Alita is definitely a sight to see. I think this big garbage planet-y sort of Iron City whatever thing is actually quite like, wow, look at that. It looks kind of cool. The graphics of her face, all right? When she's, like, when she meets she has a meet cute with that Hugo guy, the love interest, right? I know she's doing this sort of fawning thing, but I bought that she was actually
that
in love with him.
Awful.
You didn't like that?
Awful.
Is it because you have a daughter and you don't want your daughter to ever?
No, it's insta-love. It's lazy writing. It's a shit way of doing
but
it.
But perhaps because her brain was only recently woken up, she's like a child. Or like a...
Even then, children don't instantly fall in love with the bloke that they meet. Children fall in love with their parents because it's imprinted upon them.
But women get infatuated. Little girls get infatuated and stuff. No?
Not like this. Not like...
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I'll say to you that initially it's this, ooh, I like him kind of thing. And that looked good.
That was fine.
But towards the end of the movie, all of a sudden he's the most important thing in her life. That's bullshit.
Well, and the development of that was piss poor.
Yes.
Like, she was prepared to defy her father figure.
Everything for him.
And do everything for this guy and not ask any questions. And, of course, he has his shady... underpinnings, as we'll get into in spoilers. So,
I think that was cool. I enjoyed the fact that, I mean, because I didn't know anything about this character, but like as soon as she woke up and became a robot or whatever, she was this sweet young girl, and she was actually a very nice, likable kind of character. And even the graphics, like, it made me want to eat an orange. Like, she was, that looked good, man. That whole thing looked really good. So, it's really the facial expressions thing that I dig. Okay, so the motorball thing? That is clearly an excuse for action sequences, right? But one thing that I did notice is that this movie, I was watching it and I was going, so these guys are technically killing each other, but they're robots, so it's not that bad.
They're cyborgs, so you can most of the time build them back together.
Yeah, so but I was sitting there going, oh, this must be a PG film. I didn't check, right?
It is, but I will give it credit for this.
It said fuck.
That you get one fuck for a PG-13 film, which is the States K category.
So it is a PG film.
No, here it's M.
Because I don't think it is a PG film.
It's a PG-13 film.
Oh, is that M? Okay, yes. Over here. All right. Well, I would prefer they went one way or the other because it was totally a bit weird. It was just like this.
That
like,
didn't bother me. I think they found it fine. And this was always going to be a PG-13 film. You could never release a movie with this budget film in the States and therefore MA here. I appreciated how far they pushed the envelope in terms of the violence, which they could. Because it wasn't human-on-human violence with red blood everywhere.
That's right.
This is the very simple American censorship classification system's ruling. Red blood, no.
Absolutely.
Blue-ish ichor coming from cyborgs, fine. Cyborg pieces flying off into the air and whatever, fine.
Yes. That's why Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles got away with like slaying all these Foot Clan soldiers because they were all robots. So, yeah, I get that whole thing.
Yep.
In fact, I don't mind it as long as it's well done. And I think it is well done here.
Yeah. Look, again, it's Robert Rodriguez directing, and he was one of our old school faves from back in the day. And I think some of the action scenes are good. I think some of his direction is good.
He's done a fine job.
I think some of the CG is very good. There were times where it looked photorealistic to me, not so much Alita, but sort of the backgrounds and the like.
Yes.
And then there were other times it went Shark Boy, Lava Girl.
Did you think so?
Other times it was so clearly fake looking. It threw me straight out of the film.
Really?
Ed Skrein's character with the face floating there sometimes looked really good.
Oh, that one. Yeah.
Sometimes it looked awful. And those motorball or whatever it was called scenes.
The players, yeah.
With the background. Some of the background graphics are so bad.
Speed racery.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, a bit of that happened. I think I looked over those things because I was impressed with the detail. Like, I didn't know that was Rorschach being the big, huge guy.
Yeah, Jackie O'Hale.
That's kind of cool. The girl, I think, did an excellent job because I really liked her. I heard they had Cirque du Soleil people come in to motion capture all those, you know, that she was doing like the gymnastics slowly when she woke up, that kind of thing. So I think the one thing that I do remember about this movie is there's a scene in a bar where she goes into this bounty hunter bar with her boyfriend.
Careful,
guy.
Spoilers, please.
Okay. But basically she addresses the bar. Okay. And that scene is extremely contrived. Because there's no way anyone would fucking listen to this little kid.
It's ridiculous.
It's not played well.
The script is
a problem with the script because it's not good enough. And it's not. And I think that belies the whole, like, you're spending this much money on stuff. Everyone does understand the story needs to be good too. And I can't, like I said, I think they got it right in Avatar. The story was good. Yes, you've seen it before, but whatever.
I don't.
But this wasn't as good as that even. So, like, this is, I don't know, they fucked up, man. It's it's just the writing. That's it.
Yeah, that's the worst part of the film. Definitely. All right, look, probably anything else we can talk about, and there's a couple of things I really do want to get into on the spoiler side of things. But, so you're giving this a recommend?
I actually don't think I am.
You're not? Okay. I am borderline.
It looks good, but I think you could spend your time better in another movie.
If you are I'll put it this way. If you're an action film fan, if you are a sci-fi dystopian film fan, go and see it.
I would say it's actually beautiful. So if you just want to see something cool on screen, and I do a lot of times, then yes, I do recommend it. But in terms of a mass recommendation, you could catch this on TV and...
Yeah, so I don't know about that. But if you are not a film fan or a fan of those kind of genres, do not bother. There is nothing here to sway you.
Yeah.
It's very much a taste thing. If you're into it, go for it. If you're not, forget it.
Totally.
That's how I would sort of
agreed.
Roll.
Agreed.
All right, well, let's hit the spoiler button then and then get into the last couple of bits and pieces in the spoiler section.
How about it, son?
Right, you've been warned. Edward Norton.
Edward Norton! Big surprise.
That was, because the glimpses of him, I had no idea it was Edward Norton.
No, it's on purpose.
And I kept thinking, is that Peter Stormare?
Yeah, it looks a bit like
him.
For
some reason, I just kept thinking that.
They look kind of the same.
And then Edward Norton is the reveal at the end, and they clearly...
He's uncredited, too.
Uncredited. Clearly setting up for a second and possibly a trilogy of films. Do you think we will have another Alita Battle Angel film? Do you think this will make the money needs to?
Do we know what the box office is right now?
As I said, 51 million so far as reported on Wikipedia.
Is it high or low in your opinion?
It's not bad. I don't think it's going to set the world on fire, but I don't know how many places it's opened in. Like, will China embrace this or will they not?
I was just going to say to you, if China embraces this, it's definitely on, right? And hopefully they don't fuck it up again. But if not, absolutely. I don't know. I don't see any way this doesn't make money in Asia. I'm sorry. I just don't think it's just going to do that.
Yeah. Oh, it's a Japanese manga, I'm pretty sure, originally. So
yeah. Okay. So forget about it. Like,
so I don't know whether it's because Chinese-Japanese have that kind of rivalry.
Yeah,
slash...
but when it comes to generic Asian...
Oh, hang on.
No, listen up. If there's a Facebook group called Subtle Asian Traits, you guys should try and join it, right? It's hilarious because every type of Asian in the world are all making Asian jokes about each other.
Oh, as long as people are making about themselves, that's okay.
Yeah, it's great. It's great. But there is all... It's understood, sort of. Like, it's just... Yeah, I don't know. It's not as as segregated as you might think. Although I understand.
Racist is the word I'm thinking of.
Oh, it's definitely racist. But it's funny, Paul.
But
anyway.
It's like, if you are of it, I can make white guy jokes.
Yeah.
You know.
See, I think you can make Asian jokes.
Nah.
I think you can. I know, you feel like you can't.
Nope.
Because I make white guy jokes, and they're not as funny as the Asian jokes that I make.
You're like a daywalker. You exist between the two worlds. You are the blade between the Asian
Except
and the white
it would
community.
Be braid. Oh, damn.
So you can make that joke. I can't.
I could. I'd be happy with you making a joke. In fact, I want you to. So, okay.
Watch all listeners would. Anyway.
Right, sorry.
So yes. that was the big sort of reveal at the end. We haven't mentioned, and we should have in the non-spoiler section, Jennifer Connelly is incredibly hot.
You think so?
I think so.
Look, we always dug her inventing the Abbots and that sort of thing.
All
and
the way back to, like, because we're about the
Mulholland
same age.
Falls was
we're
the
about
thing.
The same age as her.
Are we? Mm. See, we got Angelina Jolie is like that too. She's our age. And we're like, hey, that means we can get her. We fucking can't get out of
her. Of course not. But I'm sure it doesn't hurt. But I always thought this would be your jam. Well, maybe she's 2 or 3 years older because I kept thinking she's Wayne.
Well, that is my jam.
Wayne is going to be fawning over this.
No, here's what it is with Jennifer. She's lovely, right? And very nice. But she's a handsome woman to me. Oof. As opposed to hot.
Can I say her death was ridiculous?
I can't even remember it.
Well, that's because they don't show it. They only give you a one-line throwaway.
Who capped her?
Mahershala
Ali.
Yeah. I can't remember his name in the film. Vector or whatever.
Yeah.
He had a kill when she went to walk out on him because he pulls open the suitcase and there's her brain and her eyes and...
Oh, is that what that was?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
If that's her brain. I didn't know what the fuck that was. I'm like, what is he?
Like Dr. So-and-so here.
Oh, shit. I didn't even remember that shit. All right, cool. Well, yeah, okay. See, there you go. At a certain stage, I had tapped out because this movie had actually gone too long.
Yeah, she'd been harvested. It's a one-line quick shot and that's it. And I'm like, hang on. So this is the professor's... Or Dr. Dyson's ex-wife.
Yeah.
And they had a child together. It's not even mentioned to him. And if it is, he doesn't have any reaction. And again, I'm just like, this is poor script writing.
Exactly. They're supposed to be ex-husband and wife.
Yes.
There should have been that movie dealt with.
We've established this. We spent a whole scene with them together. And part of the reason he was not into Motorball or whatever the fuck it's called is because he's angry at her for going there and all the rest of that. And he thinks, da-da-da-da-da, he's this hunter killer. Blah. Well, why do we not have this resolution of that arc with a scene where... She tells him she's dead and, you know, she's
I got to tell you something else, right? I don't see those two together at all. Jennifer Connelly and Christoph Waltz.
No.
Those two never got married. I don't give a fuck what you think.
No, I
they
agree.
Would. Those two characters
There's
would
a
never
reason we
married.
Only saw them once together when they were ex-partners.
Exactly. And it was like shit, too. It was like, this is zero, not even nostalgic chemistry. None. So that was like, again, bad writing. These characters are not well-formed or we don't get to see them enough.
Yeah.
Something like that. So... I don't know, man. Like,
I don't understand. I still don't understand why. And maybe it's explained in the manga somewhere.
Hmm.
Why does she have big eyes? How come every other robot/cyborg doesn't?
You know, I can give that a pass because if 300 years old, designs are always different. Perhaps there was some aesthetic years ago where it's like cyborgs
should
need
be established. And the fact that Hugo is so into her despite these eyes, there is no way. As a man who's once been with a woman who had two bigger eyes.
Married an Asian now. I love you, Patsy. Okay.
No, but we obviously there's a talk for another maybe behind the scenes Patreon only episode.
Sorry, I want to hear about the girl with the big eyes.
No, that's what I'm saying. My point is that's not alluring.
No, big. If you read Lady Chatterley's Lover, she says that the secret to attraction is big eyes and a good figure. That's what she says. I get it.
No.
But not like this. This is huge eyes.
Exactly. And he's totally down for that. No worries.
Okay.
Eva
Green, your thoughts? Attractive?
Eva Green. Yeah, I think she's attractive.
Okay. She has big but...
Not
but
like that.
...downward sloping eyes.
Not,
it's weird.
Not like this. And also, and I want to be really, really uncouth here. So
don't
I want to apologize to this
don't
sensitive
Don't apologize
ears
to this show. It's your show.
They show Alita at the very start, and she is Barbie doll-like.
Yes, she doesn't have a...
She does not have a working genital part.
Exactly.
Which kept me wondering why she's eating, because I'm like, well, where's that coming out of?
What's it called? A cyborg. I think there's organic matter in cyborgs.
Yeah.
Like her brain.
But she doesn't
have a stomach. Good point.
But, and where does it go?
Oh, she punches it out.
Where?
I'd say that
anyway,
she...
stop. I don't really want to know. My point is...
Look, she might not have a burger, but she'll have a fucking exhaust.
And I'm like, hang on, he's into her. And I don't want to say it's all about...
No, this is... Okay, I'm glad you brought this up, okay? Because I thought about this long and hard. as
well, whatever floats your boat.
No, I thought because I had time because I was bored with the end of the movie, so I was sitting there going, "Hang on a sec." So this is now at least 500 years hence from now, right?
Are we talking? Right? It was 26 something.
Oh, they gave a date.
They said that 2500 because it said 26th century at the start.
So a long way away. Yep. All right, so people aren't even like us now. All right.
Yeah, but they haven't evolved.
You're saying guys will always want to hit ass?
600 years from now, yes.
I know, I agree with that. But
maybe not 6,000, no, not even then. 60,000 years from now, we might have evolved past that.
Yeah, because we're all parts of
it. I'm not sure how, because we have to propagate the species.
Good point. Oh, they'll find a way. But more importantly, what I think is going on here is that they're already used to people walking around who are half machine.
That's fine.
Not all of them will have dicks or fur burgers, right?
So
the idea here, she'd jerk him off. She'd jerk him off or she'd blow him.
Can I just say, as a sound effect summary.
It's not enough, is it? You're right. Everyone wants a pussy. So it's just...
Not everyone.
Oh, wait, sorry. You know, not everyone, but the people who want them.
Want them.
There's usually no shortage of it. Okay? Like, you can go get some pussy. There's less pussies around...
We were so professional. For a good few... It's my fault. I took it down this road. I'm sorry.
And you knew who I am, Prazula. Yeah. So...
I am sorry. If you thought this was a serious movie review podcast, we have now dissuaded you of that ridiculous notion.
Well, hang on. I do want to address this. I think people think differently, you know, in the 26th century. It's like, yeah, well, but what is sex, really? I mean, as long as stuff happens, it's all... I don't know. Maybe they think differently. That's what I think he was doing. This is the dumbest shit anyone ever said in the history of, and I don't think
it
I'm
was your idea,
here.
Motherfucker.
No, it's not my idea that 600 years from now, no one wants the sex. That was your idea.
You know what? Someone will have thought of something. There'll be an attachment.
Oh, sure. There'll be VR. We plugged into the Matrix or whatever it was in Ready Player One.
Exactly. I told you about the time I went into a fucking adult shop and they have flashlights.
Yes.
That's basically version one of this. All right,
thrill me.
I forgot what we're talking about now. So
yeah, I think that's the end of the review of the film. Let's score it and get out of here, please, before it gets any bloody worse. What is your final score for Alita Battle Angel, Wayne?
It's 63. It's 63 because it looks so good, man. What? What's up, you asshole? What?
You gave Cold Pursuit 61.
Yeah.
And you're giving this 63.
This is more pretty. Hey, listen, motherfucker. You know how this shit works out, okay? It's got a lot to do with mood, the wind, the theme to a summer place, all kinds of shit going on in my fucking head.
All of your arguments are like my asshole, man.
All right, I'm giving this a flat 50.
50.
Spot on the nose. Very middling. The good parts equate to the shit parts.
I do
parts.
Believe it's better than 50. Because
Fair enough.
Okay.
A soft recommend from Wayne. Not really recommend for me unless you're hardcore into these kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
Disappointing, I would basically say. Not that I had high expectations, but I hoped... Rodriguez plus Cameron plus a big budget would equal kick-ass.
Is Robert good still?
Yeah.
What's he done lately?
I present to you Sharkboy and Lavagirl.
Yeah, see, I'm just never going to watch that, Robert.
No, don't. <It's>
and also, Once Upon a Time in Mexico sucked.
Yep.
Yeah, maybe he jump the shark.
He's departing.
He's departing. Yeah. Yep.
All right, that's the end of our review of Alita Battle Angel. Thank you for joining us.
And I'm sorry.
If you have feedback on the episode, please send all your hate mail.
No, I think they were
to the countdown podcast at gmail.com. I brought up my part of it too. You can hit us up on Twitter at the countdown PC as well. We are on have a Facebook listening community link in the show notes. And hit us up at our website which we share with the great people at CC Radio. ccradio.com.au/countdown.
Word.
Alright, thanks very much. We'll be back next week with another feature review. My name is Paul.
My name is Wayne.
And this has been the Soundboard.
Suck it.
That's a bit rough. Hurt the soundboard's feelings.
Yeah, well, if it was really sucking it wouldn't be able to cheer. What? I don't know. Alright guys, thanks a lot. Fuck off.
There's only one way to rescue that.
Alright, well, we'll see you real soon.
Cheers. Alright, let's see if we can get this fucking, for the first time ever, get this bass drop thing right. The number one, the first comment and the most upvoted comment on this 15 type of bass drops YouTube video is, I have an exam tomorrow. What the fuck am I doing here?
That's hilarious.
Ah, shit.